This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa nwala. We end tonight's program, as we do always, with dua. Today, the dua that I have chosen for you is a dua which is relatively long than usual, but it's also a dua which is very beneficial. And the dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnati an-nar wa 'adhabi an-nar wa fitnati al-qabr wa 'adhabi al-qabr wa min sharri fitnati al-ghina wa min sharri fitnati al-faqr wa a'udhu bika min sharri fitnati al-masih ad-dajjal. Allahumma ghsil khatayai bima'i al-thalji wal-barad wa naqqi qalbi min al-khataya kama naqqayta al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas. وباعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الكسل والهرم والمأثم والمغرم. This
dua, which is also a hadith what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught, it combines a lot of things together, and it teaches us to seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from many things. Of those things that we seek refuge of is the different punishments, but also the trials, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try people as well with different ways. So we are seeking refuge of Allah from the tribulation of the fire, from the torment of the fire, from the trial of the grave, the questioning in the grave, the punishment that might come in the grave. Also, we seeking refuge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of two opposites, poverty and richness. Both of them, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are fitna, they are a tribulation from the badness or the evil of the tribulation that comes with richness, being rich and having money and wealth, and also from the other side, which is being poor, because both of them can lead a person to go off the rails, so to speak. Also, we are seeking refuge of Allah from one of the biggest fitna that any human alive will face, and that is the fitna of Ad-Dajjal, the false Messiah. And then the dua of the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to ask Allah to cleanse our sins cleanse our hearts from the sins, to wash our hearts from all the sins, like the white robe is cleaned from any dirt, the white cloak is cleaned from any dirt. And finally, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge from kasal, laziness, to seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from old age and becoming senile, to ask Allah from anything that might lead us to sins or might put us in a situation where we are in debt to others. So all those things are seeking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help. So it's a very beautiful dua, it's very worthy and important for a person to try and learn it. And inshallah, we'll be posting that on our page so that you can inshallah learn that dua. So we'll make dua together inshallah to end this night, encompassing all the previous du'as that we have made up to now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma hdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man